We actually have our guest in studio with us now, and Sean always pops in a few minutes early, and we always enjoy our conversation with Sean Foti, Niagara County Legislator in District 14. And so, Sean, welcome aboard here on Friday morning.
Good morning. You guys left the doors unlocked again, so I just happened to mosey my way in and see what you're up to this morning.
Well, you heard how Eric was introduced to this place, right? Dick found him out in the gutter at the end of Michigan Street down there by Park Avenue.
After a gig?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. After a gig, yeah.
After a gig.
Yeah.
The good old days where you just kind of walk down the road with a guitar case and hopefully there's a guitar in it.
Well, and, sometimes.
Somebody picks you up and, hey, you want a job?
Yeah. You'd be amazed how close to the truth that is.
The good old days.
Yes.
A little before me, but.
Well, no, actually, it was just, 3 years ago, right, Eric?
Yes, it'll be 3 years, June 1st.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah. Look at that. And I'm going on year three at the legislature, so.
Well, how about it? But, Sean, what you don't understand is that Eric has actually survived almost 3 years working with me.
Well, it's a good thing that there's walls and things and doors in the way and, you know. You're not within arm's reach of each other. I've heard you guys in the morning.
You should have heard it this morning. We were doing hometown happenings, and it was my turn to read one. And, you know, we have soundproof walls and glass and stuff between us. John sneezed, and I felt the building shake.
Sean, he's been picking on me because Hank's off today, which means that I'm the elder statesman.
Yes.
And he's picked up
well,
on
it's
that.
A compliment. I'm always told if I'm picking on you, then that means I like you.
That's right.
Oh, there you go. I like that.
And notice he did not deny the sneeze.
And that's how you get people to smile when you make fun of them.
That's right.
You say, look, I'm doing it because I like you.
That's right. And then you just make them wonder if you're laughing with them or at them.
Hey, you know, that's the fun of it.
That's
curiosity.
That's right.
Oh, wow. All right, I can see I'm outnumbered here this morning.
Yeah.
Anyways.
I can't even see anyway, so.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. So, anyway, one of these days, you know, we're going to be back to normal when we get back into the main control room, and the windows are actually clean, and so we'll be able to see what's going on in Studio 1A there.
Wonderful.
So, yeah. Looking forward to that.
Until then, party! Party in 1A. John's can't see it.
We're going to have room for so many activities in here.
Yeah.
Bring the band back.
You know, yes, all right. Well, that's a discussion for a whole nother time. But what we want to do with Sean this morning is talk a little bit about some of the Niagara County business. Being a legislator, you were present at the meeting on Tuesday night, were you not?
I was, yes. Okay. I just got back. I was there for committees last Monday, and then I flew out Tuesday morning. I was in Austin all last week and flew back Saturday. And then back in time for the Tuesday meeting, which we unveiled quite a bit of economic development. And some of the final, we also finalized the facade awards. So we fully funded facade.
Oh, wow.
Again, which was a huge success in the first round, about 190 businesses. Grants total $5 million, which was a 50-50 match. Some were over the $50,000 threshold. So it was over $11 million in economic impact to those 190 businesses.
Wow.
And they pretty much all hired local contractors, local materials. So it filtered its way through all the communities. And this round, I can't remember what the total awards were. It was 150 or 160, somewhere right around there. I didn't hear the total number of if anybody was declined, but it totaled $3.6 million.
Wow.
So we were able to scrounge up basically all remaining rescue plan funds, and we said, you know what, we're putting this right back in. The first round of facade was so successful, we're taking these rescue plan dollars, this federal money. It's not free money. We all paid it. But our intention is that the best way to spend it is, yes, it was given to the county, but we all understand that this COVID money has basically destroyed our economy with inflation. And the only way that we can help the people that it hurt the most, which is small businesses, is to just give them the cash. You know, I shouldn't say it that way, but fund their investments into their properties and help them in that way. It was huge success. You can drive around and see all that development, all the new parking lots, windows, doors, all the siding, roofs. You can see it everywhere. So you're going to have well over 300 businesses or 300 projects. For SOT 2.0 were businesses that received it the first time, but two-thirds were new businesses in FASAD 2.0. We're really proud of that as well. So you can drive around and see those improvements. In the 14th district, I was second by one business to NT, but 25 businesses in the 14th district. So I'm extremely proud of that.
Good. Can you cite a couple of examples?
That finished them in the first round?
Yes.
So the... Zastro, dentist spot there on 78, new parking lot. If you go down to Alcott, the McDonough family, Ann McDonough, she redid that whole corner where the Ferris wheel is, and now there's DW Clam Shack. That was all redone with facade money. New parking lot, redid all of those, the shops there. Oh, and
the Warren building in Newfane.
Yes.
Where Artisan's Alley and Newfane Music
Absolutely.
Is. Yep. Wilson's Pizza.
There's a bunch in Alcott and Barker. Laura Fazzolari, she's the hairdresser there. Redid the entire front facade of hers. She's pretty much the only walk-in business on Main Street in Barker right now. So we're trying to change that. But, fixing up the storefronts there in Barker. Again, there was over 20 in Newfane. That includes Rice Corners. So my friends, the Hetricks at... Niagara Frontier, they redid their parking lot and new windows. So, like I said, there was over 20. Cubby's Cove put that, have you been over there?
Recently.
No, they have the garage door that leads out to their patio, and they put a pergola over the top of it for kind of open it up.
Oh, nice.
That was facade money.
Beautiful.
Quite a few of them, and some of the new ones. Grace Bible will be awarded at Live Edge Brewing. Is put in a new parking lot. It's a $100,000 parking lot. They wouldn't be able to do it without that.
Sure.
Wait a minute. Live Edge Brewery. I know we've been up there a few times for that VIP fishing luncheon.
Mm-hmm.
They're redoing the parking lot?
Yeah, so it's all stone.
Yeah, it's and, a stone.
Yeah, yeah, that's
they're,
right.
They're going to be able to finally now pave it with line. If you've been there when it's busy, which it's always busy there. It's parking stuff because you need lines.
Yeah,
and
once
you, you get in there, everybody's having a good time and they're parking sideways. And so,
new. Especially afterwards.
Yeah. So the new parking lot with striping and parking lot lights, for security and all that. So there's a bunch of really. Oh, the Lakeview Shops will be receiving money to redo some of the boardwalk there. Carousel Park is going to be doing some improvements. So, again, it scatters around, and you will see the improvements.
Yeah.
And that's all from the facade, from Rescue Plan funds.
Well, I know we've mentioned this before, but right here in Lockport is Gould's Flowers and Gifts.
Oh, that was actually shown as one of the prime examples in the video on Tuesday from Economic Development.
Was
Gould's.
That's good,
When you see the before, I mean... It looks really great now.
It looks
before
beautiful.
And after is just incredible. That is a huge success story. The Palace will be receiving facade money. And then they also, the legislators, Abbott and Emmy and I, really vouched for the Palace Theater on the arts. We can talk about that as well. But what's the official term for it? We put together $300,000 to go towards the arts initiative. And, we fought for the Palace to be included in that, so they're going to be receiving $20,000. I know they have to do some serious HVAC upgrades, which wasn't facade applicable. So the front entry foyer and all that and the sign and all that, that's facade grant money to improve all that, but you couldn't do HVAC. So we got them we use the OTB funds that we receive as that community partner. And community benefit organization. So we were taking the portion of OTB funds and putting it right towards the arts initiative.
That's
and
great.
Called Cultural Endowment, I think, is what it's called.
Right. That Palace is such a gem.
Oh, yeah. I'll be there Saturday for a fundraiser. A friend of mine, she has her organization, Friends of Unified Sports.
Okay.
And it benefits, it's mostly towards autism.
Oh, okay.
And but it's to provide services for children with autism, learning disabilities or whatever, to participate in sports.
So
she's awesome. It's called Night at the Races. You get all dressed up, and it's kind of like going to a horse track, but they play old horse races, and you bet on those races.
Cool. You know who the
black and white.
They changed the name of the horses.
Okay. All right.
And I was a sponsor, so I got to name a couple horses. But they changed the name, and it'd be something from like the 80s or 90s. Like, you'd never know,
right?
Who wins it,
right?
But you just get together, have a great time, and you're still betting on races, but they're just previous run races, and
just raising money.
Really cool idea.
Yeah, it is. But the really cool part is it's on Kentucky Derby Day. Oh, right? It's tomorrow, right?
Yeah. It is tomorrow.
Yeah. Kentucky Derby Day.
I did not know
First
that.
First of the three legs, yeah.
Wow. Somebody was thinking.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. So, Sean, next time you have events like this, you know you can just let us know here. And Eric and I are happy to talk about them throughout the morning and help
pass
to promote
that along.
Those.
I should have thought of it. Yeah, I think there's still tickets available online. They're not available at the door. They're $50, and that includes food and open bar. At the Palace Saturday at 5:30. If you look up Friends of Unified Sports, there's a link on there, or that you can sell. You can buy them through the Palace box office. So there will be.
Oh, which means you can get them at Mills Jewelers probably then too.
It's
right?
possible.
I'm sure you can.
Yeah,
because with George Fritz and happy birthday, George. But George Fritz over there. He always has tickets for the events going on at the Palace Theater. So
yeah, there's a few hundred people that go. It's a big event. It is a party, basket raffles, all of that. But it goes towards Friends of Unified Sports, which helps fund children with I don't want to say disabilities. I hate saying that word, but to participate in sports. So yeah. It's a local run. Corey Murray from Newfane. She runs it and, yeah, provides opportunities. She runs a few events a year, but we're really looking forward to it. Kim and my date night.
Nice.
We always go to the Palace for date night between the shows and things, but we love going there.
Sure.
Yeah. And by the way, for those who might be interested, post time tomorrow night is 6:57 at Churchill Downs.
Cool. So maybe they have a split screen where they'll have the real race on, or the actual Kentucky right. Derby on with the other. Yeah. I don't know.
All right. So real quick, do either of you know what number, what year Kentucky Derby this is coming up tomorrow? It's well over 100.
I would say it's over 100. 134.
150th.
Whoa.
Ooh,
sesquicentennial.
What are we doing for it?
Well, you're
going to be... I'll be selling. Yeah, we should ask Rick Abbott what he's doing. He goes almost there. I wonder if he's down there.
Yes, he is. He told us 2 weeks ago that he was going to go down for about 10 days so that he and a friend could attend the Kentucky Derby. It's something that they do all the time.
Yeah.
Every year.
Good.
And so, Rick should be down there enjoying himself, right?
I'm sure he will.
Rick enjoys himself wherever Rick is.
Now that his BFFs, Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski, retired, maybe he'll meet up with them there, but seeing how Gronk is like his step's nephew.
By the way, I want Eric to know, based on yesterday's conversations, that Rob Gronkowski did not graduate from, but he went for his freshman, sophomore, and junior years in high school at none other than, guess, Eric,
Williamsville North.
North, okay. I knew it was...
Yeah, look what happened to him.
That area. Where did he graduate from?
He got rich and famous.
He went to Pittsburgh and graduated from a high school called Woodland Hills because there was a... it's a long, convoluted story, but somehow he was able to get better representation if he played in a bigger school.
Sure.
For his senior year, and obviously everybody knows how things ended up for him.
Well, not just him, but I think I don't know how many brothers he has, but two of his brothers also played in the NFL.
Right, and they also went to North, but I don't know where they graduated from. I don't know that they did the same thing that Rob did.
Well, his Super Bowl rings... tell it all.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, well, the bottom line is...
And he got to retire at like 32 and make like $100 million.
So, I just was pointing out to Eric, though, that the high school that he went to for most of his high school career was Williamsville North.
Did you go there?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, you see. Our guest this morning is in studio with us. If you're just joining us, we're chatting with Sean Foti, who is a Niagara County legislator representing District 14. And good morning, Sean. Good to have you back.
Good morning. It's good to be back. And I just noticed that there's a different chair here.
Yes.
Aren't you more comfortable?
Yeah, just I go, well, after the first half hour, my butt doesn't hurt. what changed? I'm like, oh, it's a different chair.
Yeah, well, somebody here smartened up and thought, you know, those comfy chairs could be used for our guests.
Well, you know, you can't make your guests too comfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah, then they might want to come back.
Yeah.
Uninvited.
So, listen, there's a little unfinished business here with you, Sean, because last time you were here, it was right at the tail end of March, and it was before solar eclipse day. Mm-hmm. And you told us you were having a solar eclipse party at your house.
We did.
And you were going to have moon pies and found out that there is RC Cola available around the area in a number of stores now. But more importantly, did you go out and buy the moon pies?
No, we made them, which I guess they're technically not moon pies. I don't remember. It's the cookie that's half black, half white. And then moon pie is actually like a sandwich. So I think I was wrong. I don't remember what they called the other ones, but it was basically we just had big round cookies and used black frosting and white frosting to kind of like, you know.
Was it delicious?
It was great.
That's all it matters.
Well, I don't eat cookies.
What?
No. We could spend the entire morning talking about this. I do not like frosting and I do not like cake.
What?
The only thing I eat, the only type of cake is carrot cake with cream cheese frosting. The only cake. I mean, don't even put a sheet cake in front of me. Won't eat it. Cupcakes, no. Nope.
Eric, I'm taking notes here.
All right.
The next time Sean is with us,
you put a pie in front of me, and it won't be there 5 minutes later. I mean, I can eat like almost an entire cherry pie. Cherry, blueberry, triple berry is my favorite.
Wow.
Apple, obviously.
What about cheesecake?
No, it's one of my least favorite things on earth is cheesecake.
Really?
The only one I like is Danny Sheehan's because it's the homemade, it's the whipped. And it's lighter. But when I was in Austin, we were at the conference, and their dessert was creme brulee. One of the worst things on this planet is creme brulee. Maybe I haven't had a good one. It was like crispy sugar on top of gelatinous. Ugh. Maybe it was just wasn't made right, but they had the torch right there in front of you. I was like, this is awful.
Huh. Cheesecake? I've never had that.
Oh, boy.
Not to segue into it too much. Yeah, cookies. I'm not a cookie fan. This is how lame I am. My favorite cookie is oatmeal raisin.
Oh,
John's favorite, too.
Yeah?
That's something more you guys have in common.
Look at that.
Could somebody come in here and pick me up off the floor?
We're going to bring the generations together.
I get made fun of so much. And my favorite donut, if I eat a donut, is an apple fritter. It needs to be like an apple pie.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with apple fritters.
Yeah. Don't put those... You know, big chocolate cream filled. It's not my thing.
Wow. A moon pie, getting back to that, the original moon pie also has a bit of marshmallow in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's more the sandwich. I think I had the name wrong. But yeah, we had round cookies for the kids and they put their frosting on to make it look like the sun, moon blocking the sun and all that. But we did have a party. And obviously, we all know how the weather went. It was beautiful the day before. It was beautiful an hour after the eclipse.
Yep.
So we were fortunate enough. All my nieces and nephews, my brother-in-law had his other side of his family, so we had tons of kids there. So we did a bunch of activities. And luckily, we were able to catch like the last 10 minutes of it. The clouds broke, and we were able to see the moon was still in front of the sun a little bit. And I was actually able to get it in the saddle or my telescope. So the kids were able to look through the telescope and see it up close.
Oh, that's cool.
It was really cool. Now I'm not obsessed with eclipses, whatever, but we have a plan. We've been trying to go to Europe. So Kim and I and the kids were planning to go to Spain in 2026. They're going to have three eclipses within like a year and a half over Spain. One total, August 12th of 2026, Spain. So we're going to do a little European backpack tour
right on
with the boys, and we're going to go see this eclipse.
Wow, that'd be nice.
Yeah.
You'll have to make a stop in Pamplona for the running of the bulls.
Make me a list.
Okay.
Knowing me, I'll jump over the fence and...
Who's chasing who here?
Yeah. But the eclipse was a big success. I mean, obviously, we all understand how the weather went and all that, and it was, everybody's making this to be this big thing, yada, yada, yada. The best part of public safety is when everybody's kind of like poo-pooing it or, look, see, there's no problems. That means it was a success.
Right.
The more boring it is, the better.
That's
because
right.
If it wasn't, then we'd be hearing about it as well, that you weren't prepared and
right.
all these things.
Oh,
right.
Gosh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it was great. So, I mean, it, definitely a big economic impact.
Mm-hmm.
We had great, I mean, all of the tourism and travel agencies received very positive feedback
mm-hmm.
from the tourists that came in. I know when we were out and about the days before, there was already people spending, you know, in town 2 or 3 days before. For the eclipse, a lot of people came in and stayed with other family members that maybe were from the area before, moved away and then came back for the weekend. So it was great. And it was also, I mean, it was still usually an off time of the year. So to be able to kind of get open and accommodate, you know, I give everybody a big
that's right. Get the hotels
kudos.
Full. The restaurants yeah. are full. It's a big deal to bring
everybody
that kind of money
up
into.
For it. We were at the Lakeview Shops there in Olcott on Sunday. They were open, and it was pretty busy. There was a lot of people in town. They were, you know, people were staying, but the shops were all open.
And if I remember correctly, the weather on Sunday was absolutely gorgeous.
It was beautiful. I was down there and with the kids, and we were shopping. We got Eclipse T-shirts from down there, and we were actually walking around the shops, and Sheriff Filicetti came around. He got out and was chatting with us for a little while. And he was doing his, you know, tour around, checking on everybody. He said it was very busy, but everything was going really well. And it was like picture perfect day on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
It makes you so mad.
Yeah.
But it was awesome. I mean, even with it being blocked, I think most people, definitely myself, when it went into totality and went dark, it was really, really cool.
It was.
And you're like, it doesn't seem like it's really good. Oh, you know, and then all of a sudden, boom, you're like, whoa.
Yeah,
it's really dark.
The street lights come on.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was almost kind of spooky in
it
a way.
Was.
But it was neat, yeah.
I was one of those jerks that I ran in the garage and because I heard fireworks going off everywhere. I'm like, I got a couple mortars left over.
So,
we ripped off a couple mortars and
right on.
Just
very
in case
good.
The neighbors were, you know.
Just in case they were sleeping.
All right, Sean. Well, thank you. It's you know, good to hear your family had a wonderful time. And keep us posted on your trip to Spain in a couple of years. Sounds like it'll be a nice
time. We've got plenty of
time
to plan, but
oh, yeah.
We've been wanting to go. The boys will be 8 and 4, so I think they'll be at an age where we can do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I want them to experience. We travel a lot locally and away. Try to get... to get them out and about and experiences as much as possible in the world. And it doesn't, I mean, even if it's just throwing a tent up in the backyard, get them,
right.
You got to get them uneasy every once in a while and get them out there and get some problem solving going.
Yeah, there you go.
Outside of their comfort zone.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. All right, 8:26 is our time. It's Friday morning. We're speaking with our guest, Sean Foti, Niagara County legislator. And we've been talking about a number of things here, Sean, but we also want to make sure that we get a little discussion in about the parks around Niagara County as well.
Yeah, one of the great things going into this year is taking over as chair of the Infrastructure Committee. Is I get to kind of oversee a lot of the park development, and it's nice to see the improvements being made. So you'll see, I actually need to check in on it. Royalton Ravine is getting the new ring road, which is being put in now. You'll see it's basically creating, when it gets busy there, if the people are familiar with it, the parking is limited and the access, so it's putting a in the front area a huge ring road that you'll be able to pull in and travel around, obviously in a circle, with parking and all that. But now we've just awarded the large pavilion amphitheater type. I need to see the prints better, but it's a huge building. In order to house, it'll be able to be used for large events. So we worked in collaboration with I think it's called the Gasport Beautification Committee. They received Greenway funding. The county put up funding, so together the building, I think, is $260,000. It's huge.
Nice.
So it'll be a staple for, I mean, it already has been for that community, but now large events and fundraisers and concerts or whatever will be able to be held there at the front area of Royalton Ravine. Still have the awesome disc golf course there and obviously the hiking path back to the waterfall and,
sure.
and through the ravine. So it was just a fantastic park, continuing to put investment in there. Oppenheim is getting a huge facelift. So we just awarded the complete repaving of that facility or that park. the new entrance, you've been by there, the entrance was moved to align with the light to make it safer. So the access is changed. We put all drainage through there. And while we're doing all the drainage, because it's very wet at that property, we noticed, obviously, the road is in very rough shape. So that'll get an entire complete excavate, new base, nice. New paving. So that's a huge project. But that's being done now. And what else do we have? So the West Canal Park, we are offering overnight boat docking with power and water. It's kind of been there, but now it's a paid service. We're trying to help the pleasure crafters and pleasure cruisers that travel the canal to have a spot to park overnight. So the state has put in actually kind of like yurt and tents sites. And so it's some of the locks. So whether it's people biking the towpath or pleasure cruisers kind of going down the canal, either they can stop there and camp. But now they'll have docking areas to get power and water through the county, and they can dump, you know, whatever. So it'll be nice to have that that availability and convenience to all the boaters. Crawl, we did the paving last fall. I was just down there last night because the little bandstand was put in.
Mm-hmm.
So that is ready to rock. It kind of looks like what was there. You know, the FEMA grant or FEMA project that paid for all of that shoreline rehabilitation, they only paid for putting back what was currently there or was previously there. We had some big plans for the amphitheater and all that, and they're like, no, you get pretty much the same thing. But it's there, and we get to use it now.
Right.
It was a struggle, but it does look great. The backdrop, they've cleaned that all up. There will be some really awesome events going there. And now we're looking to move forward with top of the list are going to be the new tennis and pickleball courts at Crawl. We have some master plans on large improvements to Burmaster and Crawl with natural playgrounds, they call it, and all of that. We're going to fund that as it becomes available. We're putting together the master plans now, some new master plans that show, you know, 5 and 10 years out for our parks. So that it's going to be a great year for the parks. They get used more and more every year. We've noticed that, so we're investing in them.
That's great. I'm glad that you're looking into the future.
Yeah.
It's so many times we have these, you know, just put a Band-Aid on it, solutions, and it'll get us through till the next time we need to put a Band-Aid on it. And this is good. And foresight, you know, investing. It's a solid investment.
It's a huge collaboration with the townships as well and the residents, because mm-hmm. they kind of give feedback of, like, what do you want? You know, this is your park. What in each spot's a little different. Whether you need a dog park, whether you need playgrounds, you know. So another thing we're looking at, we'll start with Crawl for grant money towards EV charging. And I'm pretty proud of that because we get a lot of traffic down 18 mm-hmm. through Crawl Park. I spend a lot of time down there, and you get people from all over the world. And people will be going where there's EV charging. You don't need a lot of it. If you could put four of them up, it's basically as you enjoy the park, as you go to the carousel park, as you go wherever, you plug in, you pay X amount, it charges while you're out there for the hour or two. That's how this whole EV thing is supposed to be kind of working, where mm-hmm. You try not to use it as, all right, well, I'm going out of my way to charge. It's, well, I'm already here going to walk around the park right. for an hour, plug in and do all that. But that's kind of where we're hoping to do a little pilot project. The infrastructure is already there, power and all of that. So the grant money kind of covers the charging. That'll be a big draw. But as you were saying, looking in the future, it helps when I have young kids. And, you know, we go to the park a lot with a splash pad mm-hmm. or playgrounds. And you're like, all right, so, and not that it's me personally trying to do it. It's not for me. But you think of, you know, what do we need here? What would help this get used by families more and the tourists and whatnot? So I'm proud of it. The county, all the folks at DPW and Jeff Gasson at Parks do a great job. And they are always looking at the ways to improve, and they come up with a master plan, and then I got to go back and fight for all the money for them.
Right.
That's the business.
Yep.
That's the easy part, right?
Oh, it was. So parks were allowed to, you know, the rescue plan funds, parks were part of that. Now at the end of the year when, I mean, you can see through every industry, everybody got, I would say, everybody got spoiled with federal money. And now you see schools laying off countless teachers, and the kids are going to suffer because of it.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's no different in county government, where luckily we put it into, you know, parks and programs like that that were not, that didn't have the legacy costs. But you can see some like Erie County when I created these huge departments with employees. Well, you can't, it's not like you're gonna remove them or disband the. So now you have to adjust your budget. You spent somebody else's money. You're spending the casino's funds or whatever, and now you need to come up with that budget. So you know, going forward, we're gonna have to really. You know, we're going to have to increase budget on these parks. It's going to happen all the time. But we're looking to do it in a sustainable way that helps our park staff and, you know, do more with less. And yeah, it's a line item that you have to watch every single year. It's the same thing with DPW. So road work and all of that, that's going to get cranked up right now. All of it costs more to do than ever. And the budgets cannot increase with the cost of inflation. Right. That's state law, basically, with your tax cap.
Yeah.
So you're trying to do more with less across the board.
And the cost of blacktop, asphalt, holy smokes.
It's gone through the roof.
I mean, how expensive can it be to make
asphalt? It's up like 60%.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
so you have more expenses, less revenue, and more potholes. So,
yeah.
You know, do the best you can, right?
Yeah, the labor is actually not the driving factor in a lot of it anymore.
It's materials.
We can give you a 10% raise. The materials are through the roof, and that's what's driving these projects. So we're seeing it across the board. Every single type of project, whether it's, you know, at the county level in government or you know, go try to redo your bathroom.
to redo the studios
in
a radio station.
Yeah, we've been stagnant for months, you know, for certain aspects of the remodel here.
Blacktop's the same material that's in a lot of roof shingles. You know, they're through the roof.
Mm-hmm.
No pun intended. But I didn't mean to do that. So I'm infrastructure. I love it. It's what I do every single day. Being chair of that committee is a lot of work
while
sitting on five other committees. But I am 100% focused on it. It is the one area where every county resident feels it. You feel it when you smack a pothole, so and you go over a bridge.
Right.
So you know, I'm laser focused on it.
All right, very good. Well, Sean, thank you. We appreciate the parks update from you. Now, a little while ago, Frank Campbell was telling us that the Oppenheim Park lake, is that what is it, a lake, a pond?
Yeah, I'd call it a pond. Yeah,
yeah, okay.
They actually get the. They're one of the. The groups there, I don't know how many, but they have the trout.
The restocking.
Stocking there.
Yeah.
I think in late March, maybe, because when trout opens April 1st. I used to fish there when I was a kid with my dad, trout fishing. We used to go down to Belmont and that area as well, stream fishing. Haven't done it in years.
Yeah. Now, I don't want to sound overly ignorant here, but Oppenheim Park, is that the same location that used to have Oppenheim Zoo? Are you familiar with that? Years ago, there was a zoo there. I know
it's on the boulevard.
On the boulevard.
It's not Ward. It's the boulevard at... It comes to a T there.
Yeah, I can't remember the...
I don't know that.
Cross Street.
I didn't know there was a zoo out there.
Yeah, this is going back many, many years.
Yeah, he's just a youngin', John.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. Yeah, and I'm just an olden.
Yeah, and I'm just in the middle.
It's probably... A zoo on the weekends.
Yeah.
During the summer. if people are successful in catching some of that trout, right?
There you go.
Yeah. All right. Very good. Well, Sean, we have about a minute left. Anything else you want to bring forth from the Niagara County Legislature?
Oh, boy. Putting me on the spot. I would just say that we're all extremely busy. We are fighting for our constituents. It's been a busy start to the year, as it is every year. I'm proud of a lot of the collaboration. I think I say it a lot, but it's because I mean it, and I want the residents to understand that between our departments, between legislators, I'm proud that when we walk into rooms, there is no D or R next to anybody's name. We walk in, it's all community-focused, solution-based. Everybody's on board with just doing the right thing. I go to meetings around the state and speak to other counties, and you don't have to travel very far, Erie County, to find people undermining each other for political reasons and just you know, going after each other. That does not happen in Niagara County. We can have our squabbles and whatnot, but I can just tell you from just the truth of it all that we're all hands on deck for helping our residents, every department. I'm really proud of that, and it's why I'm continuing to stick with the county, and even with, you know, two little boys at home and a demanding day job and putting in all the extra hours, you should be proud. I think I feel you should be proud of the county. It's never always going to be the right decision, but at least it's made with you know, common interest and common sense and your best interests in mind.
All right. Sean Foti, thank you. You are sticking around for trivia teaser, right?
Sure, but like I say every month, you didn't give me a hint.
Oh, and real quick, a listener gave us a correction. The Kentucky Derby is May 4th. It's not this weekend.
May the 4th be with you.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes,
I'll tell you what, Metro News is off their game then.
Yeah, and mark it on the calendar that John was wrong.
Yeah, she sent me the link and everything. Thanks, Karen.
Yeah. All right. Well, you're still going to have fun over at the Palace Theater, though, tomorrow.
We're still going to be betting on the horses.
Yeah.
That's right.
Very good.